I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Earlier this year, we discussed the issue of higher tax bills potentially facing workers who relocated out of state during the pandemic. Today, we're revisiting that issue. We've got the latest information and important steps that you can take to avoid getting hit with a hefty tax bill and penalties.
Some states have made special rules around the pandemic. It adds a layer of complexity to a scene that's already hellishly complex.
Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will go over the things that will affect your tax bill and why it might be a good idea for your accountant to brush up on state tax laws. That's after the break.
Businesses all over the world right now are trying to reinvent how they connect with the world. Whether you're delivering packages, treating patients, or running a global customer support center, your customers need you to invent new ways to stay connected. Twilio is the platform that millions of developers trust to build seamless communications experiences with phone calls, text messages, video calls, and more. It's time to build. Learn more at twilio.com.
If you've been working from home in a different state than your office, you could be in for a rude awakening. Taxes to pay on income in both states. But there are steps you can take now to be in line with tax laws and avoid interest and penalties. For more on this, let's bring in our tax reporter, Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the idea that telecommuting from another state can significantly affect your tax bill, do most people know about this?
You know, I'm afraid they don't, and it's important that they do. There was a survey by the Harris Poll that said that 70% of Americans were unaware that telecommuting from another state could affect their taxes.
Has this always been a rule among states, or is this some sort of a new special COVID regulation?
There have always been special rules around this, but especially important this year because so many people are working remotely from locations that are not anywhere near where their jobs are based. So all the rules become newly important this year. And in addition, some states have made special rules around the pandemic. It adds a layer of complexity to a scene that's already hellishly complex.
Yeah, right. Now let's get right into it. How could this impact what people owe when they do their taxes next year?
In lots of ways. You could wind up owing taxes to two states and filing returns in two states, and you might get a credit for one state against the other state and just wind up paying the highest taxes. But in some cases, I'm afraid that it might force people to pay taxes in two states without any offsets or credits. And in a very few cases, some people's taxes may go down. For instance, if you're based in Oregon, which has a high income tax, but you've been working in Washington state all year, which has no income tax, you might not owe Oregon taxes this year. So it's hard to say what's going to be true for any one person, but there are a variety of outcomes. Many of them are not great, frankly.
Sounds like a bit of a mess. Is there going to be any clarity coming anytime soon?
In fact, there's a new Supreme Court case. We don't know if the court is going to accept it yet, but New Hampshire has sued Massachusetts in the Supreme Court, saying that they're not happy about how Massachusetts is handling pandemic remote work. New Hampshire is a no-tax state. Massachusetts is a high-tax state, and about 80,000 people in New Hampshire commute to Massachusetts every day, and usually they owe Massachusetts taxes, but they've been working at home all year, and residence is important. And so the governor of New Hampshire is not happy that all of his residents are still paying their Massachusetts taxes this year. We'll see where that goes. If the Supreme Court takes that case, it could have very wide ripple effects if they decide in favor of New Hampshire and the commuters who are telecommuting from New Hampshire.
Okay, but it's not as if people had a choice. You know, there was a whole new set of corporate rules, and everybody needed to get out of the way of a rampant pandemic. Doesn't that matter?
Well, New Hampshire thinks it does. They're really mad. They said, you know, our workers are not allowed to come to the office in Massachusetts. They're not driving on the highways or crossing the bridges. They're not there, and they're not allowed to be there. And so why should we owe Massachusetts taxes? However, Massachusetts wants the taxes. And I believe that in New York, anybody who has a job based in New York is going to owe New York taxes this year, even if they're working out of North Carolina, which may want taxes as well. So this is why it's really important for people who are telecommuting this year to check the rules in the specific states where they've worked. They need to worry about higher tax bills, but they also need to worry about interest and penalties. Those are avoidable. And if you square up before the end of the year, you won't have these extra costs in form of interest and penalties.
Okay, so what other steps can people take to get ahead of this so they're not ambushed by a high tax bill?
Well, the most important thing is to figure out where you have been this year. You might even need to count days, because that's going to determine a lot. And then you need to find out the state tax rules in the states where your job is located and where you've actually been present, and see how those mesh together. And the next most important thing, and it's extremely important, is to talk to your company payroll department. Company payroll departments have been wrestling with these issues all year, but what they say on your tax forms makes a huge difference. The state tax departments are not so likely to come after you if they see that the company believes you've been in another state and they're withholding those state taxes all year. So just be sure to talk to your payroll department. And then beyond that, especially if you have a windfall or you sold a big investment this year, get some professional tax advice, because it could really save a bundle.
I would imagine the tax accountant's going to be pouring extra cups of coffee to figure all this out.
Well, they are. And one problem is that many of them are not versed in state taxes except for their state and maybe the one next door. I'm aware of somebody I know that works in New York and has a farm in Iowa, and it's very hard to get a tax preparer who understands both Iowa tax rules and New York tax rules.
Now, what happens if somebody hasn't been working from home, but instead has been reassigned to an out-of-state office? How would that change things?
That can be good news, and that's why you need to talk to your company payroll department, because those state taxmen will sometimes back off if you've actually been assigned to an existing office in another state. That doesn't mean assigned to a room of your beach house, but if there is an office, a branch of your company that's nearby and you can be assigned there, that can solve a lot of tax problems.
All right, that's tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.